Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word for you. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Hello, my name is Nina Bedell, and I'm so thankful to be with you guys tonight. I, of course, want to always just appreciate Pastor Bill and Pastor Sandy. It's an honor to always be up here and never to be taken lightly, and especially just to get to speak into your guys' life. I think I said this last time, but every time I just look around at faces of just amazing, incredible people that have done so many great things, and I'm just thankful to be a part of this church family. I'm thankful to be under the leadership of Pastor Bill and Pastor Sandy, and it's just always a blessing. And so I just want to share something with y'all tonight that is really just, I guess lately for the last few years, even lately for the last few years, is just kind of how I want to and how I have been striving to live life. And I believe that, is it up there? Oh, no, not yet. The title is just God Alone. And really, if I didn't say much else, if we just lived our life through a lens of God alone, God, it's you alone. It's only and ever will be God alone. That is so powerful that I want to remind myself daily that it's never about me. It's never about me having to figure something out or do something in my own strength, but it's God. At your highest high, it's God. At your lowest low, you turn to God. In every aspect, He is our source, our provision, our defender in every single way. And so I'm just going to share a couple of things with y'all tonight. And I love what Pastor Bill said just in the beginning. And I really want tonight to be a time where every one of us can just personally take a moment and acknowledge God in our life and look at our life and say, is there any spot at all where it's not just God? Where I haven't just completely turned it over to God. And so that's my prayer today. That's what I'm going to talk about. And so let's start with prayer. God, we just thank you for this time. I thank you, God, that you have the exact words to speak to every single person in this room. And I ask you to do that through me. Holy Spirit, I ask you to have every person receive it how they need to receive it tonight. I thank you that bondages are broken in our life. Holy Spirit, I ask you to reveal things to us that we don't even know are there, that are holding us back. I just thank you for freedom and strength and hope in you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I was laughing because I'm going to start with something that I felt really strongly when I was in a cycle class. Last time I talked, I started with when I was jogging through my neighborhood. So I'm not trying to like say I'm super fit or anything, but maybe the Lord just speaks to me when I'm working out or something. But a few weeks ago, and kind of what led me to this message is I was in a cycle class. And the last song, the instructor, they call it dedication round. And it's the last song, and the instructor kind of tees it up for everybody, and then everybody just does whatever they want to do that round. It's not choreographed. And she was talking, and she's like, I'm about to play this song, and I know that every one of you in here are going through things, and we all face challenges in life. And I just want to encourage you that you can get through this. And, you know, she's just encouraging everyone in there. And I just remember it hit me so strongly because it was a packed class, probably 50 people. It just hit me so strongly that as encouraging and as kind as those words were, they're not lasting without the power of God in our life. And I just wanted to get up. I mean, I don't think I would ever do this, but I wanted to get up and just say, the true answer is God. Yes, we can have positive thoughts. Yes, there's good people in the world that want to do things right. But until we truly understand as children of God, the authority and the favor and the promise that we walk in, good thoughts are only going to take me so far. Me being in a cycle class thinking I can get through this is only going to take me so far. But what's so incredible about the life we have in God is that it doesn't matter where you're at in that walk. If you're just starting to face a mountain, if you're halfway up, if you're at the top of it, God alone is our source. And when we are at that place where we immediately are able to turn to Him, It is the most freeing thing in the world. I remember as I was in that class, I was so thankful to God, and I just started praying. I'm like, God, thank you that I have a freedom, that I have a hope that never disappoints, that I have you, that in any and every circumstance, it's life. It's life. And I know it may not always feel that way or look that way, but as Christians, as a child of God, you have to know that that is God's plan for you. That is his purpose. As Pastor Bill said, that's what's on the inside of you. His promise, his direction, his leading, it's already there. He's already provided it for us. We have the opportunity to walk in it, to use it, to live it out every single day, and then to take it a step further and share it with others. So that people know, this is how I truly overcome. This is how I truly have joy. This is how I truly get that peace that surpasses understanding, that doesn't seem to make sense, but I have it because it's God on the inside of me. And so I just have 3 points that are kind of, they're just things I feel like kind of maybe milestone things. I'm sure you guys have that, where different things in your life where God spoke something to you, and it kind of just lays a foundation of how you live your life and how you see things. And so I'm going to share a couple of those with you guys tonight. Number one is live for God alone. Life does not work without, or for me, life does not work if I'm not solely doing what I do every day, day in and day out for God. Does that naturally happen? No. I have to remind myself and bring it back to, wait, I'm not doing things as of unto man. I'm not doing this to please someone else. It's God alone. I'm living my life for God alone. Think of how much anxiety and fear and depression are in the world that just seems to be kind of rampant right now because you're living for someone else or something else, or you're living for yourself. It just brings everything that is not what God's about. And so I love this scripture. It's Colossians 3:23, and it says, whatever you do, not just your job, every part of it, how you raise your kids, the kind of spouse that you are, the kind of single person that you are, everything you do, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. So just to be clear, don't just do it all as unto the Lord, but not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. In every situation, wherever you're at in life, whatever you're doing, we do it as of unto the Lord. And I love this because it takes pressure off of us. It takes pressure off of us from trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be, or I've got to work this hard to get that next raise. Promotion comes from God alone. And if you are working as of unto God, your boss is going to love you. If you are having the integrity and being a spouse to your spouse as unto God alone, you're going to have a wonderful, healthy marriage. And so everything that we do, we have to check our hearts all the time. We have to check our motives all the time. Am I doing this to be noticed? Am I doing this to keep up with so-and-so? Am I, you know, social media gets a bad rap because it's brought this whole comparison thing into the whatever. That has always been there. It's human nature to compare and want to walk in someone else's lane. But the bottom line is that when you or living your life unto God, you stay in your lane. You're not worried about what anyone else is doing or not doing, and you're actually able to celebrate people in their lane. You're able to see that person's amazing at that. I'm going to celebrate them for who they are, and I'm going to stay where I'm supposed to be. This wasn't in my notes at all. Just share it. Debs and I laughed before we got married. We dated for like a year or around there. And we both, I don't know if we're both over processors or what, but there are certain things about each other that we don't love. And so, I know. It's mainly him. Yeah, let's talk. Let me go ahead and bring that out. But, you know, I remember talking later that both of us at a certain point were like, okay, I have to decide that if she never changes in this, I am still committed to her forever. And the reason what made me think of this is what this is I'm not an outgoing person. I do, which I know I'm like up here. I don't like to be like the center of attention. I don't like that. I'm just, it's not my thing. I like to hang out and I'm chill. Well, Dubs, you know, any party we're at, anytime there's music, he is dancing. You will probably not catch me dancing anywhere in front of people. Maybe at home by myself, I might. But that's just not my personality, and it's not something I feel like the Lord is leading me to get better at or anything. So that was something that he had to decide that he's okay with that about me. And what I'm saying is that when we are secure in who we are, when we're doing and living our life as unto the Lord, that it's about him and not us, we're okay with other people shining. We're okay with other people being who God's called them to be. And that's great. I'm going to celebrate that you're not awesome at this because I know you're great at that, whatever it is. And so there's such a freedom that comes with that when we're not looking to the right or left. We're not trying to figure everything out. We're just, God, I'm living my life for you. And that applies to everything. That applies to every single walk of life. And another thing that I read that I just thought applied and was really good is in John 3. And it starts in verse 25. It says, then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples. This is John the Baptist. And the Jews about purification. They came to John and said to him, Rabbi, which is just like teacher, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to him you have testified. That's Jesus. So he's already baptized Jesus at this point. Behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. John answered and said, which I just love this because it's like these are John's disciples that have been baptizing people. He had already prophesied about Jesus coming and that he would baptize the Savior. This has happened, and they're coming, and they're, in my head, comparing like, hold up, John, you baptized him, and now everyone's going over to him. It's our nature to want to do that, to want to say like more people are doing this, whatever it is, and I love John's response. It's in verse 27. It says, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. And I love that, and I want to keep that at the forefront of my mind, that I can't receive nothing unless it's from God. It is his grace and his faithfulness alone. It's not my striving. It's not my perfection. It's not my amazing strategy. Whatever it is, it's God alone. And I love how it takes away every bit of, well, you know, he's baptizing more people now. Like we should, whatever it is, just this whole thing. And I really don't like the mindset of, you know, the grass is greener. Or this is going on over here and it's the big thing, so let's do that. This is the deal. As Christians, we don't need to worry about the grass. It doesn't matter if your grass is green, brown. You might be standing on dirt right now, and that's okay. Because at the end of the day, where we live is, I'm living my life as unto God. I'm not going to go place myself somewhere just because it's the thing to do and it's where everyone else is. And it seems to be the thing where maybe I'll be used more greatly. That is a wrong motive. That is not a motive that's ever going to put you in track with what God's called you to. And we have to be able to shut down our flesh, shut down what we see, shut down the things that want to put us in a place where we're just following whoever it is or whatever it is, or maybe a desire that we have that we're holding on to because we feel like this is who we should be, or this is how we should be, or somebody told me that I excel at this. And that's great. If God used that person to help you in a direction, awesome. And we'll talk about this in a minute, but that's why the Holy Spirit is so important in our life, because we can't just be swayed all the time to different things. We have to go back to God. Where am I supposed to be? Because this works when I'm serving as of unto the Lord. I'm living my life as of unto the Lord. And so we have to be on track with what God has called us to. Number two, we hope in God alone. I love this one. Hope in God alone. I'm not going to go through all the scriptures, but it talks about that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope that is set on anyone or anything other than God is going to make the heart sick. But what's wonderful is that hope in God, it never disappoints. And I had a huge lesson in this a few years ago. Stella was about to be in preschool, and she's our oldest daughter, And we just were praying and we're like, okay, God, where should we be? Like, do we want to like believe God for private school, or do we want to do, you know, just all these things. Long story short, we decided we want to do Jinx. Dubs has been the hitman there for 12 or 13 or something like that years. And we just felt connected to people there. We liked the school and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so immediately we take that as we feel like this is the direction God's leading us. So all of a sudden, and I'm realizing this after the fact, I start switching this lane into, I'm going to make this happen. We're going to get Stella started in Jinx. I don't want her to do 1 year somewhere else and then have to move. So we start making, so anyways, we're driving around Jinx neighborhoods. We're looking at options, and we came across this house that was really cool, and it was about to go into foreclosure. And when I say really cool, I can catch a vision for things. Dubs cannot. So he's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no. If we have new floors in here, new paint, and I know exactly the ones we should do, it'll be amazing. And so I start, so we find this house. I found it on Zillow or something. We couldn't figure out who to talk to figure out, can we make an offer on it, those things. I don't recommend this, but I found a lady's name, and I looked her up on Facebook, and I messaged her, a little bit, you know, trolly, I don't know. I messaged her, and I just was like, hey, this is really random. This may not be you, but I saw your name on something. Is that your home? I just wanted to ask a question about it. Anyway, she messages me back and is like, yes, I'd love to talk, which at that point, I'm like, oh, God, you are in this. Let's do this. And so I'm talking to this lady. We went to that house a few times and met with her. Long story short, she had signed for the house for her brother who lived there, which that's probably TMI. But months go by. We've gone to the house. We've looked at it. I have a full Pinterest plan on how I'm going to renovate this house. I have chosen the floors. I have chosen new everything. And I'm so excited because it's like I get to make it like my own. I love that kind of thing. And my heart was in it. And just one random day, this lady calls, and she's like, hey, I'm so sorry, but we're going to actually keep the house. And I was like, what? Pretty sure the Lord has been divinely orchestrating all of these steps here. And it was very frustrating because it was right before that school year started for Stella. So now we're like, great, what are we going to do with her? We ended up getting her into a little school the day before. And so what was so crazy about that whole thing, and I'm going to come back to it, but this is how incredible God is about our lives. And sometimes we can't see it. Hindsight's difficult because you don't see it when you're in it. But later we realize Stella's birthday is August 31st, which cut off September 1st. If we had moved to Jinx that year, prior to the year that we actually moved, they would have made her start school, kindergarten that year. And so she would be in third grade right now instead of second grade, which we did not want at all. We didn't want her to be the absolute youngest kid in her class. And so looking back, it's like, God, you take care of every little detail better than we could even imagine. I'm over here all upset about the whole thing. And it's God's just like, just wait, just trust me, just stick with me. Just trust that what I say is actually true, that I'm working all things together for your good. And what happened, back up to when that lady called me, a few months passed, and I was just in this funky place in life. I was like, everyone's annoying me. I have zero patience with my kids. I feel like I'm just living life day to day, kind of like, oh, I have no purpose, like I'm annoyed by everything. And I remember, which, no, don't wait of being in a funk for a few months to ask God. Just ask right away when you notice something's up. But one day I remember driving home and I was like, God, what is the deal? Why can't I find joy or peace in things? I just feel like I'm constantly frustrated and annoyed. And immediately the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and was like, you have been heartsick because you put your hope in moving into that house. And now it's caused your heart, every area of life, to go through that kind of heartsick lens. And so I'm not able to find peace or joy in anything because my heart has gotten to a place where I put my hope in something that didn't work out, and my heart's not feeling that. And it was just such a strong reminder, and it's something I constantly have to make myself live by now, that I refuse to put my hope in any outcome, in any person, in any circumstance, even when I think it's God's leading. I felt like that was God's leading. What are the chances that I would message a lady on Facebook and she would respond and be willing to sell it to us? But a lot of times we start off in the direction God's called us to, and we feel great about it, so we just start running, and we forget that it's daily. Daily you come back to God. Is this still the direction I'm supposed to be going? God, this isn't about me getting that house. We love the house we have now. It's right by the school. It's perfect for our home and our family. It's a blessing to us, and Stella's in the grade we wanted her to be in. It all works out perfect how God planned it. And so we can't ever put ourselves in a place where we're expecting someone else to meet a place that only God should meet. Our expectation and hope is in Him alone. And I love this scripture. It's Psalm 62:5. My soul, wait silently for God alone. This is a great prayer. Sometimes if you don't know what to say, just start reading some of the Psalms. For my expectation or hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. You can't be moved when your hope is in God alone, when your hope is in His character and His faithfulness and His goodness. When you set your eyes and your gaze on God alone, my hope is in Him. People can do whatever they want to do. People change their minds. We were all like halfway there, and then I get a call one day, this isn't going to work out. Well, if I'm putting my hope in that, it messes with you. But if my hope is constantly in God, it's, well, God, I trust you. You knew this was coming, and so I'm going to choose to trust you right now. And that's exactly how you do it. It doesn't mean that you feel it. It doesn't mean that you're excited like, oh, yay, God has something better. You know, some people can jump there real quick, and that's great. But we just have to be able to come back to what God has called us to. Wait silently for God alone, for my expectation, my hope is from Him. Number three, rely on God alone. Rely on God alone. And I looked up the word rely, and it means to depend on with full trust or confidence. To rely on someone means that you depend on them with full trust or confidence. And there's one last thing. This was another really, I guess, pivotal time in my life, and a lot of you have probably heard it. But when I went to a Bible school after high school for 2 years. And while we were there, we were students during the week, and on the weekends we ran this camp, and we had thousands of either couples or men or women or youth that would come in, and we would run these camps. And so one of the weekends, all of the students stayed, you know, we cleaned up the sanctuary, and the worship team just started playing. And, you know, everybody just kind of spread out. We all started just singing, praying, worshiping. And I remember that night so clearly. It's been like 20 years ago now, but I remember it so clearly because that all happened, and then I left, and I was just still praying and things, and I was walking down this dirt road, and which is so weird now too. I'm like, it was late at night and I was walking by myself, but it was a Bible school, so hopefully there was no danger. But I was praying, and I remember I'm walking and I'm praying, and I'm crying out to God. I'm like 19, you know, so I'm just, you know, at the beginning, it's like, I want God to use me. And I'm like, God, use me. I want you to use me. Like, use me, God. And I felt so genuine in my prayer saying that. And I remember after saying it so many times, I just heard this voice, and it stopped me in my tracks. And all I heard was, use me. And immediately, God just gave me an understanding of what that meant. I, in my small understanding, I'm thinking like, God's gonna come miraculously, come do something through me, like, God, I'm open, I'm willing, please do that. And God's saying, I already did. Use me. Use what I placed in your life. I already did the work for you to be who I've called you to be, to succeed in every area of your life. It's already done, and it's already within you. We just have to activate it and use it. And I think about that now because there's so many amazing things that God's placed in our life. Pastor Bill says all the time, God ordained marriage and the church. We have a strong church that God has given us. Use it. Don't just come when you're able to. Use it. Be a part of it. Connect with the people here so that we can make each other better. He gave us His word. I'm not going with my notes much, but I do want to read this one. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. That means God's word helps us and shows us what my own soul, what my mind, my will, my emotions are desiring or wanting to do, and God's spirit on the inside of me. That it's his word that gives us that insight of joints and marrow and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so we have to use God's word. Don't just read it here and there, but use it and apply its power. It's alive, it's active. It's not just words on a page. It's his word and his promise that he gave us to live in daily. And some of you might be like, I don't really know how to do that. It's going in, and if you are dealing with anxiety, there's technology now where all you do is put in anxiety and it'll give you every scripture that speaks to anxiety. If all you're doing is starting with God, I thank you that your peace that surpasses understanding guards my heart and my mind in you, and you say that 100 times today, do it. That's God's word being activated in your life that gives you the ability to live and be who God called you to be. Don't just keep walking through life like, God, I wish you'd do something in my life. God, I wish you'd do something through me. He already has. Live it, walk in it, use it. And then the other thing is his Holy Spirit. And I want to kind of end on this tonight because I think this is really important. And it has really stood out to me as I was doing these notes. And I want to say, if there are those of you in this room that you don't really know what the Holy Spirit is, you don't know the function of the Holy Spirit, if praying in tongues sounds creepy and weird to you, I want to ask you that when we're done and when we call the ministry team up, that you please, please come talk to someone about it. Come let them give you some insight, because God left us, gave us the Holy Spirit on the inside of us for us to be able to live this Christian life according to his plan. If there's areas and things in your life that aren't lining up with what God's word says we have, then part of that is because maybe you're not operating using the Holy Spirit, using God's word. That's how we have discernment. That's how we have direction. That's how, if whenever that I started hoping, if I had gone to God sooner and been like, okay, God, where are you directing here? I would have known. The Holy Spirit would have given me insight like, slow down, don't get too caught up in this. And I wouldn't have had to go through those few months of just feeling ugh about everything. That's how we have that. And so I want to just share this. Like I said, I'm not going to get into all of it, but I want to ask you, if you do not understand the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, please do not leave tonight without talking to someone and getting some understanding on it. It is pivotal to your Christian walk. And just trust me on that. John 14, verse 16. And I pray, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it neither sees nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. At that day, you will know I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. I'm going to ask the band to come back up, please. What I want to convey through that is that you have the Holy Spirit. You have God on the inside of you. When you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you received the wholeness of him. Nothing was missing from that. Nothing was absent from that. You don't have to work into different levels of achieving it or receiving it. Every bit of authority who God is on the inside of you. You may be looking at something right now like, I don't know how I can overcome this. You can, because God is on the inside of you. Our heavenly, powerful, loving Father resides in you, and there's nothing that you can't face or overcome or walk through with confidence and hope and peace, because God's in you. Don't let the, and oh, this is something I just I'm trying not to use hate because Lincoln's like, Mom, do we say that word? I was like, no, that is not a word that we like to say. But I never want the enemy to be able to deceive me in that way. That's another reason the Holy Spirit is so important, is because when lies start coming in, well, you can't do that. Well, how would you ever achieve that? Well, they said this about you, or you've made a big mess up in your life. Don't expect to ever have any kind of authority. That's lies. That's the enemy. And as you utilize the Word and the Holy Spirit in your life, you'll catch on to that so quickly. No, no, that's not true. I am who God has called me to be. God lives on the inside of me, and I can walk in the authority and the goodness that He's called me to, that I can overcome, that I can live the life that God has called me to live. And I'm so thankful and so hopeful about every single thing in life. Dubs and I are just talking about, I mean, we've gone through, and you've probably heard us say this a lot, but it's because it's lasted kind of a long time. We've gone through two of the most difficult years of our life. And what's so incredible about it, we are closer, we are stronger, and we didn't lose our peace. And I'm not saying that like, oh, we're amazing. I'm saying that that's God. You have that same ability. You have that same authority that, you know what? Yeah, we go through things, and some of them may last longer than we would like them to. But God alone is our strong tower. He alone is our source. He alone is our vindicator. You don't have to go and vindicate yourself. You don't have to go and prove yourself to anybody. Just honor God. Live as of unto the Lord. Do what God has called you to do, and don't be swayed by external things. If you're where you're supposed to be, God is going to take care of you. God is going to elevate you. God is going to bring about His promise in your life 100% of the time. It may not be on your time frame, but He will. He's faithful. And His word says that it does not return void. If we are Christians, and if you believe that you are saved, then you better believe that His word doesn't return void in your life. It's true every single time. And that's what we trust, and that's what we believe here. And so I just want to encourage you, whatever you have been feeling or facing, or maybe you're at the top of life and everything's awesome, remember, it's God alone. Everything good, it's God. Just like John said to his disciples, man can't receive anything good except through God. And by good, that's anything lasting. That's anything eternal. That's anything that has any true value that's going to bring fulfillment to our life. It's God alone. And so what I want to do tonight is, I know there's some of you in here that maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you're like, I want to have that on the inside of me. And maybe some of you are here that you just have been setting your hope on things other than God, or you've been working as of unto yourself, chasing the American dream, or chasing what you feel like looks like success in life, or maybe you just haven't been operating in everything that God has provided for you. The Holy Spirit, His Word, whatever it is, I just want to take a moment. And the reason I'm having the band up here is because I just want this to be personal for every one of us tonight, that you know the areas of your life where maybe you've set your hope on someone or something else. You know the areas that you need to just commit back to God, or even ask God to lead and direct. And so I just want it to be personal for you all tonight. We are going to have ministry up here, and I want to ask that ministry team, if you guys would come up, especially if you don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. It's so important. You guys can go ahead. And it's just so powerful in our life, and I don't want anyone to miss it.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.